Hi guys, Brits Laspina here, and today I'm going to be talking about Pantones. So, most of you probably have a general understanding as to what a Pantone colour code is. The company's been around for over 50 years. They provide colour codes for hundreds and thousands of different colours on a variety of different papers and materials for a variety of different industries. Pantone colors are particularly important, for consistency across an organization. It's really important for color interpretation. You know, people interpret color in different ways, and you know, my navy blue is obviously different to your navy blue. And a Pantone color really helps bridge the gap for any confusion, especially when you're dealing with multiple materials in an organization, and you want that same blue across a variety of different, hardware and software and paper and fabric. That's another area as to why Pantone color is really interesting and important. Another reason why Pantones are really important is when you're dealing with multiple suppliers. How do you achieve consistency when you're getting, you know, something printed offshore versus here in the country versus, you know, when you're using multiple suppliers in the same country or different countries? You really need to make sure you've got some consistency in place. It's also really important for when you're printing multiple runs so you can do different variations, give them different codes if you're not happy with the way things are turning out. It's a genius company and obviously a much needed concept, especially for what I do in print, textile, and product design. So personally, I use Pantone colors every single day, and I mainly use them for prints that are going to be screen printed. What's really great about Pantone colors is that I can choose my exact shade of green, and I can send that to my supplier overseas, and they will understand and have a reference for the exact shade of green that I'm referring to, and they will print accordingly. I'm fortunate enough to use the cotton swatches, so the TCX Pantone color codes. Basically, most people use the paper codes, and then their manufacturers may have to convert them into the fabric codes, because the cotton swatches are actually quite expensive, and it's much more affordable if you buy a Pantone paper colored book. They're a few hundred dollars versus a few thousand dollars when we're talking about actually buying the cotton swatches. Depending on the scale of your business and how much screen printing you plan to do, that's something you'll have to weigh up on your own. But whilst you're starting out, I definitely think that the paper Pantone color books are 100% the way to go, and that's the first thing that you should buy. You can buy books for fashion, home and interiors, and different books. Say you're doing graphic design or you're printing a brochure, you can get like coated, uncoated, metallic. There are a variety of different options for purchase depending on what codes you're going to need. They even do pastels and neons and CMYK books. It's the possibilities are endless, and there'll definitely be a color code for the material that you're using. So why I use Pantones for screen printing is because screen printing is basically when a manufacturer or a supplier is cutting a screen for every single color that you have in your design. And what's different about that to digital printing is that in a digital print, there could be thousands of colors. There could be hundreds, hundreds of greens. There could be hundreds of blues. Whereas with screen printing, there's an exact blue, there is an exact green, or there are an exact five greens or five blues, and, you know, they can print exactly to those greens. Why there are thousands in digital is because think about a watercolor. Think about when you dip that watercolor into the paint and then into the water and do a stroke along the paper. Think about all the different shades that you're creating as the gradient changes in your paintbrush. And I think because of that, and to get that effect, you need thousands of colors to create that beautiful watercolor effect that you can achieve through digital printing. So for the most part, watercolors always look best digitally printed. For print and packaging, Pantone offer paper, plastic, and digital. So, you know, brand guidelines, signage, printed materials, packaging, and web and app design. So that's one side of Pantone. And then the other side of Pantone, there are, you know, for fashion and product design, you can have textiles, apparel, soft and hard home, coatings and pigments, plastics. The possibilities really are endless. So the paper color guidebooks start from around, you know, $200 and can go all the way up to, let's say, $400. You can buy a little cotton passport, which is little tiny squares of the cotton TCX codes, and that is about $600. So they're not cheap, but that one is really good because it is portable. I don't have one of those. I don't think that they're necessary, but I think for the most part, you know, it's all, I suppose, depends on the individual and how much value you think you would get from something like that. I hope that helped give you guys a bit of an understanding about the Pantone company, about how I personally use their products, about how you could potentially use their products, and, you know, just everything in between. Definitely feel free to send me an email, info@britlaspina.com, if you have any questions at all, and I'd love to help you out.